Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, for those of you who want to share Christ with others, this devotion is for you. Let's get started. John 15, verses 9 through 17, they say, "As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. And you are my friends, if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another." Now, few passages are so emphatic. There are 5 mentions of commands and 6 mentions of love. Jesus had just said before this, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser." And he added, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing." So clearly, to abide in him is at least partly to heed or obey his command, and the much fruit is all about love. But think about this. We are commanded, not encouraged or asked or suggested, commanded to love. You know, it's like the great commandment of the Old Testament. Now, some of you may be scratching your head thinking, "I can understand a command to sit or stand or do some sort of work, but a command to love? How does that work?" First of all, you must understand that this love is the godly agape love that you can choose to exhibit. It's not the romantic or feel-good emotion. And secondly, it is something that God himself initiates and we receive and can choose to reflect both back to him and to others. 1 John 4:19 says, "We love him," that is God, "because he first loved us." So God initiates this love. He starts it, and then he commands us to make our own right choice to choose to embrace that love, submit to that glorious love, and by the power, gifting of the Holy Spirit, see Galatians 5, 22 and 23, shine it outward to others. Yes. Fundamentally, God's love through us is a choice, our response. It's his love, his power, but our response. And as if to amplify this point, Jesus told these guys, "You did not choose me, but I chose you." That is, this choosing ability should never go to our heads or be taken for granted, for we can only get to choose God's love because he first chose us. This is not about salvation. This divine gift from Christ of agape love is what empowers us to minister to his sheep. That's what Jesus made clear to Peter after his resurrection on the shore of Galilee. Out of John 21, he says, "So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, 'Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?' He said to him, 'Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.' He said to him, 'Feed my lambs.' He said to him again a second time, 'Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?' He said to him, 'Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.' He said to him, 'Tend my sheep.' He said to him the third time, 'Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?' Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, 'Do you love me?' And he said to him, 'Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you.' Jesus said to him, 'Feed my sheep.'" Now, you might think this was just three "do you love me's," but actually the first two times, Jesus said, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you agape me?" To which Peter could only reply, "Yes, Lord, you know I phileo you." That's the friendly brotherly love. The third time, Peter was kind of freaked out, because Jesus said to him that time, "Peter, do you phileo me?" There's more here to understand. It's not as simple as it sounds. Oh, it can be if you are trusting and fully submitted to God's Spirit. But there is an enemy who will fight you and try to influence your choosing, just as in the Garden of Eden. Now, he cannot win this battle. But if you choose, like Eve, to listen to his drivel and whine, that is, you make a poor choice, God will wait on you to learn to ignore his lies and learn to trust his Son. Again, we're not talking salvation. That, if you're saved indeed, is a forever settled deal. Once you place your heart in Christ's care, that's it. What we're talking about here is ministry. This is fruit bearing. This is about you learning to trust in Jesus moment by moment, to continually choose to obey his word. So, will you keep Christ's command? Will you choose to love, that is agape love, God and your family in Christ? If so, Jesus said that he will abide or remain, and you will remain in his love. It's not how you feel. It's not emotional. This love is not romantic. It is the most powerful love of all, the love that accompanied Jesus to the cross and empowered him to say, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing." This is the essence of Almighty God, for God is love. This is the fruit of his Spirit. This is what makes eternal life eternal life. If you're saved, he is in you and you in him. Join him in living in and through you. Submit to his will to love him and others. God created us to love, serve, minister, and fellowship. And so choose love. Choose life. Choose him always. Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.